नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा कृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु come and then guide you into an exercise of applying the teachings of this shloka to your individual japa. In our scriptures, we find a very meaningful prayer which Srila Prabhupada describes as the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This meaningful prayer comes from the lips of someone who at the first beginning doesn't look like the origin of the prayer. It comes from a person who was cursed to be someone else than he was. I find this an analogy, to be an analogy of our own situation, where we are, as Giriraj Maharaj put so nicely, equipped with conflicting desires. One, the new desire, which is still fresh and tender, the desire for spiritual things, and then the old desire, strengthened by years of long indulgence, the old desire, which is still strong, that is for material things. So we are also in a situation where we are divided, divided beings, or as the religious psychologist Sir William James, I think it's his name, says, we are divided souls, divided selves. The person who is in my mind who said this prayer is Britasura. Britasura was a very, very good devotee named Chitraketu, who, due to a misunderstanding really, was cursed to take on the body of a demon. And in this body, he became a powerful to the extent that he was battling with the combined armies of the devatas and winning the battle. The Bhagavatam describes how during the battle a confrontation took place between Indra and Vritasura, and as the two were engaging in the ultimate fight, where one of them would lie dead on the ground, Vritasura, who knew his time was over, the time of his curse came to an end, addressed Indra and said, kill me, please kill me. My time is coming to an end. I want to again be reinstated in my devotional life. And he expressed himself much to the amazement of Indra. I don't know if you have engaged in fighting for life, you know, when there is a situation where the opponent gains the upper hand and you are down on the ground, and all of a sudden the opponent shows us to switch roles, and you know, rolls off your body, takes the knife away and says, kill me. You're slightly surprised. So Vritasura has been in that situation. Vritasura, you know, he prayed to Indra to please end this demoniac life, and he said this prayer, which is just so beautiful, it makes you choke when you hear it. He expresses something which I think we as devotees also want to express. We want to say to Krishna, please end this life of mine where I have turned against you. Please, a previous enemy becomes a friend to you. I wish that you engage me in your service. The prayer goes like this. It's really beautiful. It expresses really the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and is quoted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a purport to this Ayinanda Tanuya Shloka. It describes the soul turning back to Krishna, and it says like this: Aham harita vapadai kamula dasanudaso bhavitas mibhuya manas maritasu pate gunamste grinita vakarma karotikaya. O Lord, when shall I once again become the most humble servant of the servants of your lotus feet. My mind will remember your virtues, O Master of my life. My power of speech will be used to glorify you. And my body will always be engaged in doing your work. This is something which you should come to as you are chanting your holy name. You should come to the state where you feel or where you address the Lord in this mood. I had turned against you, and as a result I became transformed into a conditioned soul, a slave of Maya. But please, when shall I once again become the most obedient servant of yours? This is something you should long for. This is the verse of longing, the verse of coming into a relationship. This is a verse of connecting your chanting. As long as you're not mindful of this content of this verse, you are disconnected in your chanting, and you will not derive, you will not feel a relationship as you chant the holy name. You will feel just words tumbling out of your mouth onto the floor. That's all. But when your words will go down. But if you are mindful of chanting with a sense of relationship, your words will go up and reach the ears of Krishna. This is so important, my dear devotees, that you yourself have experience of this. That someone calls your name, Swabhavarup Damodar, how are you and how's your driving? This was one way of saying, I would say it now differently. Swarup Damodar, how are you half asleep as you sit there, and how's your driving? You know, I have made a relationship with one of the most talented race drivers in our audience, and immediately something happened. He smiled, he came alive, and some healthy perspiration developed on his forehead. Because if you say something to someone while establishing a conscious relationship, do your words reach his heart? As long as you just say the name of someone, your words may reach his mind if he's not asleep, but not his heart. They won't be effective. So when you chant with a sense of establishing a relationship, at that particular time, you reach the heart of Krishna. And you will feel something. My dear devotees, there are different types of sounds. One sound is the sound from the ether, from the sky. But the holy name is not like that. Sounds from this world who are in the sky can reach your mind and your intelligence. But the holy name must be transcendental. It must be a direct import from the spiritual world. Golokera, Premadha, Kanadana, Harinama, Sankirtana. And that holy name bypasses the intelligence and the mind and reaches the heart if you have cracked the shell of false ego. Yes, if someone chants and he chants maybe good rounds, but he is in false ego. The holy name will also not reach the heart, but we assume on a japa retreat you have no false ego. When only you chant a name, the name, the true name, which is not a name of the word, which is a name which springs forth in a relationship, will you have a name which doesn't bounce off your mind and your intelligence or your ego? This is very important, my dear devotees. Don't sleep now. If you chant without a sense of relationship, a relationship of service, you won't chant the holy name. Atasi Krishna Namadi. Your name, let me say, the name which you chant with your dull material senses is not what we mean with Hare Krishna mantra. It's a sound of this word or the alphabetic name, the letters. Only if you enter into a relationship with of service to Krishna and chant like this, will you chant Hare Krishna? I have very startling news for you. Most of you have not chanted Hare Krishna. Most of you never chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Yes, you chant the facsimile, that is, the copy of the shadow name. And yes, it does something. It pacifies your mind. You may become more peaceful. Most of you become more restless to finish your rounds of this disconnected chanting. Only if you chant in a sense of active relationship, then you will get what we mean the Hare Krishna, and only then you will join the Hare Krishna movement. Yes, this verse, oh Lord, when shall I once again, Mahaprabhu says, become dust on your feet. What does this mean? It means, O Lord, when shall I once again become the most humble servant of the servants of your lotus feet? Then my mind will remember your virtues. My power of speech will be used to glorify you, and my body will always be engaged in doing your work. Sense of relationship. Once Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, how shall I chant? And Prabhupada said, you address Krishna just like you address me now. You speak to me, you speak to Krishna. Krishna's holy name means it's an address. Address means you enter into a relationship. When I address you, I make a connection with you. If I don't make a connection with you, my words won't reach you. My intention won't reach you. You will most probably not respond to me, considering me a mindless nuisance. So, this is a very, very important. This fifth verse is really something like a turning point in Mahaprabhu's prayers. He has prayed before that, my Lord, Jagat Ishvara, I want to move away from your service, and now, O Nanda Tanuya Krishna, born from Nanda Maharaj, O Transcendental Lord, now I want to engage in your service. Now I'm ready. I have said what I don't want previously. I have even said that I want your bhakti, but here is now what is in my heart. I wish to become your eternal servant. I want a relationship with you. Enough of this disconnection. is a very important thing. And taking shelter in Krishna's lotus feet means really you take shelter in his service. And now comes something confidential, but since we have all the devotees here who are chanting more than 10 years, it cannot be withheld from you. If you want to be a servant of Krishna, you must take refuge at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Only with Srimati Radharani, Krishna is the full-blown personality of Godhead with all his qualities and not just his partial qualities. Only with Srimati Radharani, his most beloved devotee, Krishna will exhibit or manifest all the wide range of his qualities and full satisfaction. Just like you will never play flute to a horde of buffaloes because you know they can't appreciate your flute playing, you will always keep your musical side to you, right? Krishna keeps his Krishna side, his particular sweetness, his mind enchanting smile, his sweet flute play, his loving nature, which makes him totally subservient to his devotees. He keeps these traits of his personality to the association with his dearest. How foolish, says Raghunath Das Goswami, are those people who think they can plunge into the secret nectar of Krishna without ever having worshipped the dust that sprinkles from Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. They will never know Krishna. Krishna can be known through his servants only. How ignorant are those people who think they can approach Krishna without ever having taken shelter of Braja Dham, which is marked with Radha's steps? How ignorant are those people who have never spoken to the great devotees whose hearts are full with love for Krishna? No, for Radha, for Radha, for Radha. This verse tells you how to reach Krishna through a simple question. King Karomi, what can I do for you? King Karam. King Karam. Ayinanda Tanuya. King Karam. King means what, and Kara should I do? This is what you do when you approach Radha and Krishna. You ask the question, what should I do? I should become a King Kara. This is something practical. So enter into a relationship, and how to, one way to do it, I would like to do with you. Are you into it?
Yes.
How is your sleep level, big or small? Tired? Should we get a little pump, a little energy into your bodies? We should. I will do the mild bastika with you. Take your fists here. Maharaji, you should do very slow because your heart is already full of energy. You know. So, on an inhale, first watch me. You go high, and on an exhale, as if you are pushing yourself up a thing, up a bar, you go down. You're great.
If you should sweat, that's good.
Two more. Put your hands down and breathe normally. And watch what has changed in your body. Now get ready for your second and more energetic round of Bhastrika Pranayama, except for heart patients. Heart patients don't take part of this. Okay, now. Huh? Important. Only through the nose, please. Oh, you're doing great. Three more. Yes. Bring your arms down and relax. Raramanji, your sound is required. Majin Bodhis, sit tall. We will do a simple exercise which can bring you to a more awareness in chanting this according to the fifth verse of Sri Shikshastakam. Breathe very calmly through your nose. I need a pair of cutters, please. I request you to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will again chant three mantras together, but this time I request you to bring your whole attention to the sound of the holy name, your own sound of the holy name. Just chant and hear with full attention. Start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, in your mind's eye, go before your favorite deities. maybe Shishi Radha Sham Sundar, maybe deities in the home place where you are. You can also think of your favorite painting of Radha and Krishna. Or of Krishna in Vrindavan. And kindly address now Krishna, Radha and Krishna, through the chanting of the holy names. We will chant 6 mantras together. I will give you the sign when to end. The idea really is that you chant in relationship. This verse may help. O Radha and Krishna, when shall I once again become the most humble servant of the servants of your lotus feet? When will my mind remember your virtues? When will my power of speech be used to glorify you? And when will my body be engaged in doing your work? Please start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Radha and Krishna, as they sit on a throne, their demon servants are surrounding them. Some are using the chamara, some praise them with glory, with the music,
when some just lovingly behold them. Together we will do a kirtan and address Radha Krishna. The idea is relationship here, the sincere request for service.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I am in reality your eternal servant. Yet I have forgotten you and fallen to this ocean of material existence, bound by illusion. Please be merciful to me now and make me a speck of dust at your feet, so that I may be your servant and serve you forever. Hare Krishna.